Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on, wherever you are, and just begin to praise him right now. Just begin to thank him for all he's done. Just begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. I am Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a fresh word from God and live prayer, and then ending with assigning your task for today. For today's Daily Fire, we're in the book of Numbers chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. Again, that is Numbers chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to stay connected with me. Here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, on the broadcast page. There's a one-click button. You click it, and it will call in for you. But if you cannot tune in live, make sure you don't miss each day's fresh word by following Daily Fire, so the recording will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message or letters DF. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's powerful teaching. Now, all of this information is on my website, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, see my itinerary. I will be in Clearwater this Saturday, Clearwater, Florida, Saturday night, speaking for the Pasco County NAACP, and then I will be at Without Walls International Church in Tampa on Sunday, February 9th. So for those of you who are reaching out and you're inviting me to come and speak at your church or events, your conferences, I will get back with you. Just send that information on the Contact Us page at rossi.org. All right, by now you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Numbers. We're in the Old Testament, chapter 20, verses 7 through 12, reading from the KJV. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? Now here are the last two verses of what Moses did and how God responded. And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. In other words, Moses, you led them out of Egypt. You endured the 10 plagues. You've led them through the wilderness. You've gone through everything that happened, even the Ten Commandments, but you won't be able to lead them into the promised land. Praise God for the reading of His Word. Our topic for today is beyond the mountaintop. Beyond the mountaintop. On April 3rd, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee, at Bishop Charles Mason Temple, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his final sermon, Glory. And when he got to the end, he said, and I read, "And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats or talk about the threats that were out there or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. Can't you see Him? And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And so I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man, Glory. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." That was on April 3rd, 1968. On April 4th, 1968, while standing outside his room on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, he was murdered with a fatal shot beyond the mountaintop. Brothers and sisters, what I just read to you in Numbers 20, verses 7 through 12, was also a situation where the leader only made it to the mountaintop. You see, the children of Israel were out in the wilderness, and they were thirsty. They had no water to drink. So they went to Moses and Aaron, grumbling and complaining as they often did, that you brought us out here to die. You've led us into the wilderness so that our cattle can die, so that we can die. There is no water here. And Moses and Aaron sought the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, "Take your rod and speak to the rock, and water will come." But as I read to you in verses 11 through 12, Moses, in his anger and in his frustration, did not speak to the rock as God commanded, but instead he smote or struck the rock twice. And so God said, "Because you believed me not, Glory, because you didn't do what I told you to do, because you allowed the frustrations of life and the things that have occurred to come in and overwhelm you, you will not see the promised land and as far as you being able to live in it. You've led them. You've nurtured them. You've invested in them. You've given unto them. You've prayed and you've interceded for what it was that I promised you, in other words, for where I told you I would take you. But because you did not have the faith to believe that I can see the future, that I can see the end before the beginning, you got in the flesh and you believed me not. So you didn't get to make it beyond the mountaintop." Now, there are some times in life where it's not through disobedience. It's just that our time has come, such as with Dr. Martin Luther King, that we don't get to see the promise. Other times, it is because of our own disobedience. But whatever the situation, I've come to encourage you today that you don't have to get to the point to just being able to glimpse over to see the harvest of all that you've worked for in front of you. You don't have to keep creating vision boards never to make it into the actual place of promise, but that you, through Christ and through obedience, can actually march into your promised land. You can celebrate in your promised land. You can live and say hallelujah in your promised land. You don't have to die before your time. You can seek the Lord even as King Hezekiah did, as he went before the Lord when Isaiah told him to get your house in order. You shall live and not die. You can seek God, and God can add longevity. God can add healing. God can add promise to your life's glory so that you make it beyond the mountaintop. Some of you, and we got to get ready to go into prayer, you have travailed 10, 20, 30 years in your marriage only to now get to this point where you're filing for divorce. Now you want to go through separation after you've gone through the plagues, you've gone through the wilderness, you've gone through the journey, you've dealt with the situations and the issues, you've gone through the children. Now you're going to give up and not make it to that 50th golden anniversary. Now you're going to throw in the towel. Some of you have believed with your children. You prayed for them. You've interceded for them. You've spoken over their lives, and God has shown you who they are in God. But because they have gone astray, because they're incarcerated or they're on drugs, because they're rebellious and not listening, you mean to tell me that now you're going to give up? Now you're just going to stand at the top of the cliff and only glimpse over instead of seeing the reward? I say not so. The devil is a liar. You will make it into that promised land. You will celebrate with that new promotion. You will celebrate with that new degree. You will celebrate a golden anniversary with that same husband, that same wife. And for those who are divorced or single, you will celebrate with your new marriage. For those of you who don't have money, oh, you're not going to always be on government assistance. Come on. I'm trying to get you beyond the mountaintop, beyond always being in lack, beyond always being in want, beyond always being in need, beyond always, always made it. I almost made it. I almost did it. Beyond the almost, beyond the mountaintop, beyond the I might not get there, beyond the disbelief, beyond striking the rock. I'm trying to get you into faith in God. You will reap the harvest. You will celebrate your reward. You will live in God's purpose. You will be all that God has ordained for you to be, and not only you, but your children and your children's 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 children's. Come on now with me. Children's, begin to speak it out loud wherever you are. The lines are muted. I can't hear you if you're tuned in live. Come on, your children's 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 children. All in your home, all in your ministry, all in your job, all in your marriage, all in your finances, all in your health, all in your sanity, all in your business. You will live in your promised land. You will live and not die. You'll declare the works of the Lord, and you will reap the harvest. No more just going to the top of the mountain. No more just putting your hand over your eyes and looking over, peering over, saying, oh, I wish I could see it. Oh, no. Glory. We're going to promised land. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and praise Him wherever you are. Just praise God wherever you are. Say, I will live in my promised land. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We're just not peering over the mountain. marching anymore, but we're marching in, we're singing in, oh, we're living in, we're dancing in our promised land. Whatever you promise, we don't just see it, we will live in it. We won't just think about it, we will live in it. We won't just envision it anymore. There'll be no more. I might not get there with you. I almost did it, but we'll live in it, we'll live in it, we'll live in it. We will live in it, we'll live in it, and live in it. With our husbands and wives, with our children and grandchildren, we'll live in it. In our own health, with good health and peace of mind, we'll live in it. Elevated and promoted, premier and renowned, we'll live in it. Glory. Because there's nothing impossible for you. You're the creator of life. You're the creator of time. You can do what you will and add where you want to. So, God, we just claim it right now. We're positioning ourselves. No more will we say, oh, I might not see my grandchildren graduate. No more will we say, I might not live to see it. We are removing those words from our vocabulary, and we're saying, I'll see it, I said. I'll see it, I'll see it, I'll see it. I'll live it, I'll live it, I'll live it. I'll receive it, I'll rejoice in it. All in my promised land. We're turning somersaults. We're shouting yes. We're just laying down, Father, in the bounty of our blessings. And we're just making angel wings like we were lying in snow. We're just rolling over in the green grass. We're just sitting beside the abundant water. Ooh, we just see it, God. We see it. We see it, Lord. We see it. And we are positioning ourselves through obedience. We are positioning ourselves through crazy things. We're positioning ourselves to receive it, and we shall. Glory, go beyond the mountain. We shall go beyond the mountaintop. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Come on and tell him thank you. Wherever you are, just tell him, Lord, I thank you that I shall live in my promised land. Amen. Let me give the altar call, and then we'll end with your task. Hallelujah. Come on. Wherever you are, just begin to call those things out that you envision, that you hope for, and just call them out by name and say, I shall live and not die. I will march into my promised land. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, or who've been throwing in the towel and surrendering, who've not been listening and believing, you've been doubting God, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I shall live and not die. To walk into, to march into, to praise into, and to thrive in my promised land. In the name of Jesus, so be it. Amen, amen, amen. For those of you who have just given your life to Christ, make sure you let your church leader know and get plugged into doing something actively in the church, because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. For those of you, praise the Lord. For everyone, make sure you're spending quality time with the Lord. Tune in with me on Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Call in 323-870-4180 or go to rossi.org. And even better, just follow so you'll get the recording by texting the letters BF to phone number 33222. If you are in Miami and you don't have a place to go, I welcome you to attend our Bible study tonight at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. The address is on every page of my website at the bottom, as well as on the Contact Us page. Bible study starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, our topic for today is beyond the mountaintop. Your task for today is to go beyond the mountain by positioning yourself through obedience in Christ. Do what God tells you today. It may sound crazy. It may seem crazy. It may seem reckless, but do what God tells you, because he sees the end before the beginning. And then it's your obedience that will take you beyond the mountaintop. Finally, share this word with at least one person whom you know needs to hear it. For those of you who receive the text, forward the text to at least one person. Otherwise, send them to rossi.org. The recording is available after 8 a.m. on our broadcast page. And finally, support the ministry. Support the spreading of the gospel and saving of souls. Donate at rossi.org or Cash App Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. All right, I love you. You don't have to die out early anymore. You don't have to keep giving up. You can go beyond the mountaintop. Lord, I'll see you in the morning.
It's been a